And we're going to take some more live music from Gorillaz shortly. Before we do that, let's get back to Julie Cullen, an extraordinary array of guest performers with Gorillaz. I don't know what is more extraordinary to witness on the Pyramid stage, either Mark E. Smith or Lou Reed's three-quarter-length trousers. Tell us more about both, if you will.
We've had an array of grisly men on the stage tonight, Gideon, starting off with Sean Ryder, who joined us for Dare, helped along by Rosie. That got everybody jumping. Followed by Mark E. Smith, who unashamedly read his lyrics from a sheet of A4 paper.
That's fine, that's okay. Well, we all do that.
Looking like he just wandered out of the pub, very
brilliant,
nonchalant, not bothered at all about being on the Pyramid stage. And then followed by Lou Reed, and there was a real kind of wave of recognition from the crowd for Lou Reed. Again, it's all very understated. I have to say, it's very different to Blur's performance here last year. There's a real feeling of melancholia about a lot of the songs on Plastic Beach. And it's more like being at a kind of a performance, it's more like performance art, really, than a gig, because you've got the animation and the backdrop. But yeah, it's just something very, very different to what Blur did here last year. You're joining us just for the final song of the set, so I will stop talking now and let you listen to it.
Okay, let me remind you, this is Six Music live at Glastonbury. Because it's live, it may contain some strong language and adult themes.
It began. If you can remember any of that. It's all good news now, because we left the taps running for... So drink into the drink, basket cup drink. Drink with the purple, the people. It's all good news now, because we left the taps running.
Six Music live at Glastonbury, and the sound you hear is the expectant Pyramid stage audience waiting for an encore from Gorillaz. Let's quickly cross back to Julie Cullen while we wait for an encore as well. I think we're going to get one imminently, Julie. Good timing on my part. Extraordinary visually, I think, tonight, as you'd expect from a Pyramid Stage headliner.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, running in the background are all Jamie Hewlett's animated short films, which kind of, it's the sort of thread between the songs. There's a real narrative to the whole of the event, and really beautiful to watch. I mean, it's just an extraordinary event. It's more like, as I was saying, you know, I think Monkey the Opera has really fed Damon Albarn's imagination, and you can really see the influence on the Gorillaz set. I mean, he's been mouthing to the crowd in between the songs, "I love you," and really urging them to join in and sing along. But this is much less of a euphoric event than last year's Blur reunion here. Obviously, it's a completely different vibe here tonight. He's just taken to the mic again.
Thank you very much. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.
My heart is an economy due to this autonomy. I'm rolling in and caught again. Caught again.
Shut up. can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill it. So don't stop, get it, get it. Keep high, your captain's head is standing. Watch him down and get high.
Say what?
Gorillaz, live on Six Music at Glastonbury from the Pyramid Stage, rounding things off with the help of Snoop on Clint Eastwood. This is live coverage of Glastonbury, and because it's live, it may contain some strong language and adult themes, such as you just heard, for which apologies. We're going to round up our coverage for tonight by going to the Park Stage and catching up with the XX, and firstly with Rodrigo Davis. What's been going on there, Rodrigo?
Well, Gid, even though they're such a young band, the XX have an incredible identity, don't they? They've come out here all in black, as always, with their signature X's in the background, and starting with their signature intro, and the crowd really seemed quite wrapped up in it. Very intimate atmosphere, as always, over at the park.
Okay, let's listen to the XX. I believe this is Heart Skip to Beat.
was I there? It felt so crystal in the air. I still want to drown whenever you leave. Please teach me gently how to breathe. I'll cross oceans like never before, so you can feel the way I feel it too. And our mirror images back at you, so you can see.
To conclude this part of Six Music's coverage of Glastonbury. Next up, when we play Glastonbury, or this is, if this is the morning repeat, Chris Hawkins is next.
How's it going, Glastonbury? This is our first ever Glastonbury. Thank you so much for being here.
Such an honour to be here and to be on this stage, so thank you so much for all coming to see us.